Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masses.
Welcome to the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. I'm your gracious host, Daniel Hummer. I'm here with my co-hosts, Stevie and Eric. How's everyone doing tonight?
Good. How are you, Sal?
Can't complain. We got our review of Hell in a Cell 2020 tonight. That's what we'll be doing. Hell in a Cell took place this past Sunday on the 25th, and we're going to be reviewing that. First of all, we're going to get into some plugs first, though. As you guys probably noticed, my dear brother Doug isn't here. He will be absent this week, but he'll be back to the regular programming on Sunday and next week and stuff. So, but to get a few plugs out of the way, make sure to check out Smark and Boxman, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Friday after SmackDown.
Friday
right?
night.
Every Friday.
Yeah, and then every Wednesday after. SAEW.
Okay. And yeah, make sure to check those guys out. Great guys. Make sure to check out our Sunday show, which is usually the top tier podcast, but this week we will be redrafting our fantasy wrestling teams. We had so much fun last time. We're going to redraft and go through it. We're Stevie's going to hop in, so it's going to be fun. And yeah, it'll be a good time. Next week, we are not going to announce what the show is yet, but we have very special things planned for next week, and we will be announcing it this Sunday on the show.
Yeah.
With that being said, boys, you guys want to get into it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Hell in a Cell 2020. First thoughts, how excited were you going into this pay-per-view, Stevie? Were you hyped up? Did you like the build-up going in, or...?
Oh, I liked the build-up going in. It was very interesting.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Eric, what do you think was the most – what match were you the most excited to see? What made you turn on this pay-per-view?
Sasha and Bayley.
Yeah.
I haven't watched WWE in months, but I've been trying to keep track of that storyline. That's the most intriguing storyline in WWE right now.
Oh, yeah.
At least in my mind.
I mean, I agree. I think there's a lot of good stuff going on. I think WWE has started to pick it up a little bit. And
yeah,
well, this pay-per-view was surprisingly solid because sometimes I feel like Hell in a Cell was a pay-per-view. But this pay-per-view, they really pulled out a lot of the stops and they tried to make it a good show.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Did you guys see the pre-show with R-Truth and Gulak?
No.
Yes, I saw that one.
What were your thoughts on that, Stevie? The 24/7 championship.
For the 24/7 championship, I think they failed at the comedy of the match.
Yeah.
It was unsuccessful attempt at comedy between the two great performers.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think R-Truth has been kind of on a career resurgence this past year. I think but on this night, I agree with you. I don't think it was that funny. I think R-Truth has the ability to be really funny. But I don't know if it really landed at Hell in a Cell.
No, not really.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Drew Gulak, though, he can wrestle. He's good.
Yeah, he's definitely.
He's got some talent, though. So the pay-per-view actually starts with a doozy. the WWE Universal Championship match. Friday Night SmackDown brings you Jey Uso versus his cousin Roman Reigns, the champion, in a Hell in a Cell I Quit match. Eric, what was your big thoughts on this? Because this is one of the longer matches on the show.
It was long, and I mean I enjoyed it. I mean I enjoyed the storyline. I think I love Roman Reigns as a heel, this kind of this heelish kind of Brock Lesnar type heel, badass, doesn't give a fuck, and yeah, I like the storyline, but I kind of didn't like the ending. How, I mean, I understand why he did it and why it ended that way, but it was kind of a little off there.
Yeah. I can see that. I do got to say, though, I have been so impressed with Jey Uso. Getting thrown into this kind of event role, I know that they're probably going to be Roman's henchmen going forward, and that would make sense, especially how the main event. But him in this main event role fighting for the title, Jey Uso has really proved something to me. With the promos, the passion, like he just looks like, you know, he's fighting for his life out there.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, exactly.
It's cool when to get that opportunity, too.
When is Jimmy supposed to come back? I mean, I know he's back, but he's back in action.
I think he's coming back soon because he took bumps, so I think he's got to be healed.
Yeah.
Because that guillotine choke looked like it hurt.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
Now, tore him up.
Now, do you think Jey and Jimmy will? You said they will be their henchmen. So that means you think they eventually join forces with Roman?
Well, I think we're going to find out tonight, right?
Because
the stipulation was, since he quit, him and Jimmy have to take orders from Reigns, and they got to acknowledge him as the tribal chief, or the Usos and their immediate families are exiled from the famous Samoan family. So the Uso and Rikishi and all that will basically be exiled from the NOI family and won't be a part of the family anymore.
Okay. And this is where the Rock storyline comes into play. I was talking with Doug earlier about this. What do you think? You think this leads up to Rock?
Oh, this whole build-up with Reigns as the tribal chief and stuff?
Yeah.
I think they're going to take a while, but I would not be surprised if we saw The Rock versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania for the Universal Championship.
Oh, that's a money match right there.
I would not be shocked.
Coming back after, 5 years?
Yeah.
Is it 5 years?
When did he have the match with Cena? Yeah, I think it was 5 years. 5 or 6?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, technically it was because he had that little match with Eric Rowan, right? That was technically a match at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
It might have been 3 or 4 years ago, but I would love to see it, actually. I know some people might roll their eyes, but Roman Reigns as a heel has been really good lately. Like, really.
He's been a good heel.
Yeah. It's, like, surprisingly how well he's good at it. Like, he's really good at being a heel. To me, I like Paul Heyman as much as the next guy. To me, he really doesn't need him, though.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they just need somewhere to put Paul Heyman. There's no Brock Lesnar right now. I don't really know if Brock Lesnar's coming back. So...
Yeah, I just don't get where Heyman falls in the whole tribal chief thing and the family thing.
He's
really just his hired, just a mind, just a strategist, which is cool, but I don't know. I don't mind him next to him. It was a cool shock when it happened. But,
oh, definitely.
But do you think it's temporary until Brock gets back and then they'll split Roman Reigns up with Heyman?
I think they'll get a lot of heat for it if they do.
Oh, really?
I don't think anybody wants to see another Brock Lesnar-Roman Reigns match.
No.
Not even Brock is a babyface?
No. Well, I mean...
I think Brock's better as a heel.
Yeah, I think he's better as a heel too. And Reigns is too good as a heel right now to mess that up. They can't turn babyface for 2 years at least. They got to let him keep doing that.
Would they join forces?
Him and Brock?
Like a tag team. Him and Brock Lesnar as a tag team.
That would be cool.
Like, Brock rules Raw and he rules SmackDown. And they're both champions.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, I don't know. I really do think that Jimmy and Jay are probably going to end up being Reigns' muscle now, and they're probably going to have, like, a Samoan faction or something. I don't know who
else. That's what I was thinking, too. Slowly, but surely. I don't think it's going to happen right away. I think surely it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I actually thought Jimmy might turn on Jay.
You think so?
I don't know if you guys thought. During the match, I thought that might have happened.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy would turn on. Yeah.
That would have been messed up. The story is so good. To me, there were better matches on this card, but the story really enjoyed front to bottom. And, you know, Jay just struggling at the end, but he won't quit. He won't give up. And all he sees is his brother getting attacked. And then that's what makes him give up.
Yep.
I just thought that was an awesome story because he just didn't want his brother.
Oh, definitely. I love the story.
All right, guys. So out of 5 stars, what are we giving this match? I'll start with you, Eric.
I'll give it a 4 because of the story.
Okay. Stevie, what do you think?
I give it like maybe 4 stars.
2 fours?
Yeah, I would say 4.
Yeah, I could see that. Erica, what were you saying before that, though?
I forget what I was saying.
Okay, my bad. But Roman, Roman Reigns and Jey Uso, I agree with you. I think that was a 4-star match. Maybe, I mean, the action was good, too, but it really wasn't about that.
Right.
Yeah. It didn't really need to have Hell in a Cell either.
That was one match that did not need a Hell in a Cell, no.
You're just making an I Quit match. You could have just found it all through the arena. It would have been better.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of a Hell in a Cell I Quit match, but I do agree with you.
I think they should have used more weapons if you're going to do that.
Yeah, they probably should have. It was cool. What it was cool. It didn't need all the stipulations, though. And it could have been done the first time around, too. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what program needed a 2-month build. I like it. And I think the story's always been good. But...
Yeah.
To me...
Maybe it's because...
The only thing I'll say bad about this, and I'm not taking anything away from the guy, but did any of us really go in honestly thinking Jey Uso might win this thing?
No.
Yeah, I know I didn't. I don't think anybody thought. I mean, he's a tag team wrestler. Good guy, good wrestler, you know, good character right now, but I think everyone knew that this was going to be the way it went. So I think that might take away from it a little.
This is the only one that This is the only title match you knew that wasn't going to change hands.
Yeah.
Of the three.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have some surprises coming up. Elias.
Oh, definitely.
This didn't last very long. It was like 7 minutes. Elias.
A filter match.
What was that?
It was more of a filter match.
Yeah, it was very filler. I mean, their program, they don't really have a program or too much of a feud going on. It was just kind of something to put in there. What are your thoughts on it, though, Eric?
It was just a basic match. They tried to have the storyline where he hit Elias 5 months earlier, but I don't think people actually remember that totally. So it was like, they tried to. I think it was forced it. I think, as I said, it was more of a filter match. And if they continue the feud, maybe it can go somewhere, but it was okay for what it was. And nothing against the two, either.
Yeah. What did you think of this one, Stevie?
It was an uphill battle. I mean, as good as Hari and Elias are, this did not feel like the best they could do. I mean, this match was like meant for Raw. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, agree.
I was thinking that too. That was one of my biggest takeaways. Is like, why is this on a pay-per-view?
Right.
Yeah.
I felt like everything here, besides maybe Lashley and that slapjack, but everything else here felt like big money matches. Besides like this.
So, I agree with that.
Obviously filler. How many stars are we giving it, Stevie?
I would have to say maybe 3, in my honest opinion.
3-star match?
3 stars.
I can see that. Eric, did you give it a rating?
I'll give it 2.5.
2.5. Yeah, I mean, there was decent action. It was entertaining enough for while it lasted. It had a messy finish, though, and it just wasn't all that exciting, so I'd probably have to agree at around 2.5, 3.
You don't expect a babyface to get DQ'd on purpose.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of cool the way they did it, I guess, but to me, I've never been that sold on Elias anyway. I know he has got with the guitar gimmick and stuff, but there's so much stuff you could have Jeff Hardy do with the young up and coming talent right now. To me, it's kind of a waste.
Oh, I agree with that. I think a feud with AJ Styles is better.
And you got to think, the feud with AJ Styles, that big title match they had, the great match, was on SmackDown, you know? But yet, Jeff Hardy Elias gets a pay-per-view spot. It doesn't make much sense.
Styles wasn't even on here.
Yes, Styles was not on here. You are right. The next match, though, I actually have a soft spot for, even though this might be the saddest match of all, and that is The Miz versus Otis for the Money in the Bank contract. What's your first thoughts on this, Steve?
Well, without a live crowd, I mean, Otis has lost what made him a breakout star in, like, 2019. He was over because the fans dictated it without those cheers. He doesn't feel like a big star anymore.
Okay.
I agree with that.
And the fact that Tucker, like, turned on Otis was, like, really shocking, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Daniel.
No. Go ahead, Eric. I was gonna toss it to you anyway.
I was gonna say. I kind of saw that coming. Tucker turning. I don't know why. Even though I haven't watched WWE program in months, I just had a feeling that's how the Miz would. See, I kind of knew Miz won, but I didn't know how. But I kind of felt like Tucker would probably turn his back on him. It just felt like that.
Yeah. And to me, I feel bad for Otis because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with what you guys said about how he's not a big star because of the live fans. But also, you got to think about what made him a star. The thing with Mandy Rose was cool, and it made him kind of cool. He was like this bigger guy with a really cute chick. They took her away.
Exactly.
You know, the partnership with Tucker, you know, Heavy Machinery was a funny tag team. And they're breaking them up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then he got the money in the bank contract. They're taking that away. So they're kind of stripping the guy of everything that was making him special.
I agree with that, too.
Well, do you think it's a big mistake breaking them up as a tag team?
The shock factor, like you said, it was shocking. So I think it did its job in that. To me, it could be a mistake because what do you do with Otis from here now? Because now he doesn't have the contract. I doubt they're going to give it back to him at all. They're probably going to keep it with Miz. Well, what do you do with Otis now, you know, and Tucker?
Yeah.
Except feud him.
Yeah.
And they're on separate brands.
What?
Aren't they on separate brands, right? Tucker's on Raw?
Yeah. Yeah, they're on separate brands now, too.
So how are they going to feud if they're not even on the same show? I mean, they could, but that's like every 3 weeks they're going to fight. Without even interacting with each other. It's like...
Yeah. It doesn't make...
I messed that up.
I don't think Heavy Machinery was the best tag team anyway, though. I mean, I did like them. To me, Otis was kind of the breakout star, though.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't mind Tucker, and I think he does good work. But I
think he's going to be a good heel.
To me, this is smart on WWE's point because, I do like Otis. I think we all like Otis, but he's not ready for a world championship. I mean,
not yet.
I think maybe someday. And it was cool when he won the Money in the Bank contract because it was so damn unexpected. But I don't think that if they did push him in a main event and gave him the belt, I don't think he would be ready for it. So I'm not totally against this decision. And to me, The Miz, he kind of does deserve it. He's been one of the top heels for like 10 years now, and he's stayed in the mid-card. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah.
Do you think that it's due time for The Miz, or do you think it should have gone to somebody else?
It's due time. Maybe you could even say it should have probably gone to Morrison. He's never had that spotlight title shot.
Yeah.
Since he came. Now, do you think Morrison will turn on Miz and try to get the Money in the Bank?
Maybe.
I know that's a hot potato with the Money in the Bank, but. I mean, does Morrison get jealous of Miz and back and try to get the Money in the Bank, and then he steals it and uses himself? I mean, there's no rule in stealing it and using it yourself, right? There's no rule in that, right?
No, there's no rule on it. But
I mean, Morrison could steal it, cash it in, and be champion himself.
Yeah, I mean That would be cool because I love John Morrison. I love these two together. I don't really want them to break up. They're a funny heel tag team.
Now, do you think when he passes in eventually, if he wins, and who does he cash it on?
Who, Miz? Well, the thing is you have to use it for. No, you don't have to use it for your brand, do you? I said, do you?
No. He said he called out both champions. He said they're on notice.
Which makes sense, which is weird. That's what doesn't make sense, because both champions are heel right now. And Miz is a heel. And
I think Randy's going to drop his tune again. I don't think Randy's a long-term champion.
No. I'm surprised that even happened, but well, how many stars will we give this, Steve? There's an Otis.
I'll have to take a wild guess, and I would say maybe 4.
4 stars?
Yeah.
All right. Eric, what do you think? How many stars?
I think 3 3 3/4 stars.
3 3/4.
3.75.
I just go 3.5. But that's what I'm going with. The shock at the end was cool. I'm cool with the Miz getting the thing. I didn't hate this. I thought it was good.
I thought it was good, too. Surprisingly, yeah. I thought it was good. I thought it was just going to be Miz wins it, and that's it. But I didn't think it was going to be a bigger storyline that involved.
Well, I'm glad it was Tucky and not Mandy Rose that ended up screwing her over. Or screwing Otis over.
Yeah.
Because that would have hurt.
Yeah, that would have sucked. That would have sucked.
That would have sucked, and that would have been sad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So moving on here, to me, which I would say best match on the card, but, you know, to each
absolutely
their own. Sasha Banks and Bayley.
I agree with that.
Sasha wins by submission. Hell in a Cell match for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Eric, you already sound enthused about it, so we'll start with you. What did you think of this one?
I love this storyline. Two former best friends. We all know storyline. They're dates from NXT Brooklyn. They're fantastic. 5-star match from Brooklyn five years ago. And then now it all sets on this Hell in a Cell, where Sasha Banks has never won the SmackDown title. Bayley, the longest reigning SmackDown champion, women's champion of all time. Probably one of the most dominant ones.
Yeah.
So I think, in my opinion, the two of the best of the four women, whatever you call it, four horsewomen. Yeah. I think those two are the best two of the four. I don't know if you two agree, but those are two. I think those are the two most talented ones. And Becky and Charlotte taking breaks right now. Becky's pregnant, but with Charlotte out, I think it actually helped Sasha and Bayley and the storyline grow, because there's no Becky Lynch or Charlotte to steal the spotlight.
Yeah. I mean, it most definitely.
It was a blessing, yeah. So I don't want to say it's a blessing in disguise, but it was like it was perfect time to do this storyline because those two are out.
And they've been trying to do the storyline for like 2 years now. They've been trying to do something like this to where they're splitting them up. They finally did it right. And Bayley's just been such a good heel, especially because
I love her as heel.
Babyface, so. Her as a heel, and I think Sasha Banks going face was a good idea.
Right.
Oh, definitely. I don't think you can ever turn Bayley a face again. No. She's one of those heels that she's one of those heels that you shouldn't turn back. I don't think she was a good baby face. I know a lot of people, she was a kid for kids, but she's actually a badass heel. And I like that.
Yeah, me
especially
too.
From a woman, because you never see that from a woman, a badass.
It's kind of the girl version of Roman Reigns, too. You know,
turn
heel and then they both have new life to them.
Exactly.
What were
your
thoughts?
Where do you think this story? Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Go there.
I'll let Steve go first, and then I'll ask you too.
All right. What were your thoughts on this one, Steve?
Well, there were a couple of odd moments, but as this match exceeded, what were already high expectations. Banks winning was the right call, especially if this feud is going to continue.
Yeah.
Should it continue, or do you think that was? Do you think this was a proper ending, or do you think it should continue?
I would like to see it continue. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me too. Bayley deserves a rematch.
Right, because you know Bayley's going to want that belt back.
Yeah. Well, these two are so good together, too. I know the feud's usually supposed to end at a Hell in a Cell, but these two are so – they have such good chemistry. I could watch them wrestle forever, you know?
Yeah.
And there's nobody to put Sasha Ruth right now anyway.
There's
no Becky. There's no Charlotte. And Charlotte and Becky are in Raw anyway. I mean, Becky, we don't know where she's going to be drafted if she ever comes – if she even comes back.
She's coming back.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Eric? Do you remember?
I was just going to ask what Steve brought up. If you think you guys think this feud is going to continue, and where does it end? Do they drag it into WrestleMania? Would they drag it into WrestleMania? Was that too much?
That might be too much. I can see another match out of it. I don't know about WrestleMania though.
No.
And what would what would they do with Becky? I mean, with those two after the feud, like
who?
I mean, let's say they end it in at TLC, and is it still TLC in December?
Yeah.
Whatever the pay-per-view in December is, they end it there. maybe Bayley wins the Royal Rumble, and then. That's how she wins it back or something. I don't know.
The next pay-per-view is Survivor Series, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's champion versus champion, isn't it?
Yes. So that answers our question earlier, because that's how they're going to do the Tucker feud at Otis, because you're supposed to fight different shows at Survivor Series.
Broad's
in it anyway. So that makes sense how they'll be able to do that.
Yeah.
Who's is it Sasha and Asuka at Survivor Series?
I'm assuming so.
That's what it looks
like. Unless somehow Bayley puts herself into that match.
I mean, poor Sasha Banks. I just want her to hold the title for more than a month this time. Because that poor chick's got six title reigns with like a combined 30 days.
I want her to hold it until WrestleMania. And then maybe Becky comes back and she gets it back. I think Becky should be on SmackDown, by the way, when she comes back.
Yeah, I can see that. And I think the only reason I would be cool if this feud ended, because I enjoyed the ending. I enjoyed Sasha, you know, the babyface winning and her putting her foot on Bayley's back and I won. I'd be cool.
And she was passed out.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's a proper ending, but I would be totally fine seeing it keep going, too, because I like the two people.
Yeah. It's one of those feuds where you could see it keep going, or you take a few months off, and then they continue it later on or something. It's like Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
It's that kind of feud.
Yeah, you could always go back to it. Okay, so how many stars are you giving it, Eric?
I actually give it a 5 because I really enjoyed the match.
Okay.
And the story.
What about you, Stevie?
I have to say 5. I have to give it 5 stars.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to agree with both of you. To me, this is a 5-star match, best match on the card, in my opinion.
Right.
I think one of the best Hell in a Cell matches in a long time, too.
Well, that's a different conversation. That'd be a fun conversation. But Sasha, I mean, this could have been the main event. I would have been fine if this was the main event, especially with the way it ended with Sasha on top. If this would have been the main event, not a complaint.
I wish it was, actually.
No.
Give the women some main event time.
Yeah. Yeah, they need to. I mean, because this was better than the first one with Sasha and Charlotte, in my opinion. And that got a main event.
Definitely. Yeah.
I would have to agree.
Yeah, but this one was
way. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Exactly. So the next one, we're getting towards the end. The next one will briefly. Bobby Lashley beat the hell out of that. What's his name? Slapjack? Who's really...
Yeah,
I didn't see this one, so...
The Shane
I have no rating for this.
Yeah, Shane Thorne used to be in the Mighty. Now he's a member of Retribution. Retribution hasn't really been doing well lately. There's not much to say here. I mean, Steve, what did you think? It was okay, right?
It was okay. The only thing is WWE trying to bury Retribution because the Hurt Business always comes out on top, you know?
Do you
maybe
think
they win at Survivor Series.
Yeah. Steve, do you think Retribution's pretty much done at this point? Do you think they can recover?
It depends. I mean, I think they can recover. But in all likelihood, it's probably going to come to an end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they've shown lack of faith. I mean, obviously. But I mean,
right. To
me, this whole thing doesn't make much sense because the Hurt Business are bad guys. They're both bad guys. You know?
Makes no sense.
You can do heel versus heel sometimes, but these are two, like, big groups. Like,
heel
why
faction.
Have they no
yeah.
edge of it?
I agree with that.
That's stupid. But Lashley won. I'm giving it, like, maybe 1.5 stars because this one didn't do much for me.
Probably worst match in the card.
Oh, yeah. It was short.
Yeah.
Would you, how many stars, Eric?
Oh, I didn't see it, so I'll give it no rating.
Okay. Stevie, what would you give it?
I give it a 0. No rating.
Okay. Yeah, it was bad. Moving on to the main event. Crazy match here. Hell in a Cell for the WWE Championship, Randy Orton and McIntyre. Surprise at the end, Randy Orton wins back the WWE Championship. Eric, did you see this one?
I saw highlights of it, but I saw enough to where I can... I thought it was a decent match. I mean,
okay.
I like Randy Orton. I'm a big fan of Randy Orton, so...
Me too.
I'm kind of glad he got that 14th title. But I don't think it's going to be short-lived. I think Fiend is probably going to win.
Who?
The Fiend.
Oh, the Fiend. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you guys think is going.
Well, what did you think of this one, Steve?
It had the classic spot where somebody crashed through a table from the side of the cage. It had plenty of weapons and a few sprinkled in throughout, though. You know what I mean? They had to get the people involved, you know?
Yeah.
I think it was one of the
three
Hell in a Cell belts.
Weakest?
Yeah, I think it was... the weakest in the three Hell in the Cell bouts.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't good in my opinion.
Oh, weren't a huge fan of this one?
Not really.
Yeah, I mean...
I can agree with that.
It went a little
long. The storyline for the first one was better.
Well, yeah, because you had the action in Sasha and Bayley. And you had the story in Roman and Jay. Orton and McIntyre,
yeah.
been going at it, and McIntyre's already put this man in a stretcher and pinned him before. You didn't need this match. It's weird that this match even happened.
Yeah.
So the fact that they just did a swerve and gave the belt to Randy. Now, I do think Randy has been doing great this year. I think he's kind of came back to what made him what he was before. And I've liked his heel work. But McIntyre, it's like he finally hit a stride. Why take it from him like this? It doesn't – I wasn't too happy. I mean, I like Randy Orton, and I don't mind him getting the belt again.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's not that –
I kind of theory.
Yeah. It just kind of – as long as they keep doing stuff with Drew McIntyre, because I really like him.
I do, too. Do you think they just wanted Randy to tie Triple H 14 times? You think that has anything to do with it? They just wanted him to be tied with Triple H? I'm not saying that it's leading up to another match between those two. God forbid.
Oh, no.
We get another match between those two.
No, they're not going to wrestle again.
Nobody wants to see that, especially in 2021.
But it would have been so interesting. I wanted to see McIntyre in the Fiend. I thought that would have been awesome. I don't understand what's going on.
I have kind of a theory.
What's up?
I think they want Randy to be the one to drop it to the Fiend in a triple threat match. And then they'll start the feud between McIntyre and the Fiend.
Well, they have to, yeah, because turning the Fiend face, to me, why? Does he need to be a baby face? Yeah, he's an evil character.
No.
I mean, I guess he could do it kind of like how Undertaker done it. Because Undertaker, I mean, if you look at that, if you, like, someone tells you the character, the Undertaker, you would think he's a heel. But he's a very good baby. So maybe, put Alexa with him too, because people like Alexa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it'll be interesting to see where this storyline goes.
Yeah, it will be interesting. Let's give this some ratings, and then we'll pop out of here soon. It's almost we'll have SmackDown coming up in a little bit. How many stars would you give this, Eric?
I'll give it 3.
Okay. Steve, what do you think?
I would say 3.
Okay. We got 2 3s. I'm probably going to go 3.5 because I didn't mind it that much. Not for what it was. It was okay.
Yeah.
I do agree that it's the weakest of the 3 Hell in a Cell matches. But there was more Hell in a Cell action in this one than in Roman and Jay, I'd say.
Yeah.
Like they used the cell a little more.
Are you surprised this was the main event, Jay and Roman, considering they want to build Roman, this big empire?
Well, weren't they the main event last time, him and Jay? Or were they not at the last pay-per-view?
I don't remember. They might have been.
Let me check.
I don't remember.
Clash of Champions, I'm pretty sure they were. Yeah, they were the main event at Clash of Champions. So,
okay.
It really didn't. I was cool with them opening with that one.
Yeah.
All right, so now that we went through the show, let's go through, let's give our final thoughts and then our final rating of the pay-per-view as a whole. Eric, we'll start with you.
Okay. I thought overall the pay-per-view was enjoyable. I thought it was better than I thought it would be. I mean, I enjoyed all 3 cell matches. Amazing. Otis was better than I thought. Jeff Hardy and Elias was what it was. A solid 7-minute match. And the other one I didn't see, so it was a good, solid pay-per-view. I gave it a 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah. Eric, or Steve, your final thoughts and your rating on the paper.
From watching the pay per view, I think it was like a solid pay per view. So I'd probably give it 7 stars. I thought it was a great, interesting though, you know.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with you, and I'd put this at 7 stars too. It was a surprisingly solid pay per view, and there was only a couple things going into this, but they really showed out this time.
Yeah. They focused on the three main events, the three big matches, and surrounded it with three other okay matches. And with Otis and they was that surprise with Otis and Tucker.
Yeah. But it had big moments, it had action, it had story, anything you can want from a good pay-per-view. So I left
saying. And it didn't drag either. The pay-per-view,
no, it didn't.
You know how WWE pay-per-views drag? It didn't drag.
No, it really didn't drag that much. But, all right, this is the Hell in a Cell 2020 review. You guys got anything else, or you want to head out?
No, unless you have anything else.
I think I'm good to go here.
I can't think of anything.
Nothing really.
I mean, what do you guys think is going to happen tonight? Do you think anything major is going to happen tonight with any of the storylines?
The only thing I'm guessing is that the Usos are going to join Roman. I think they will.
I think so.
Yeah.
I do think it's going to happen.
I think we could get a submission us to a three match with Bailey and Sasha at some point. There's a bold prediction right there.
Yeah, they're probably going to start building towards Survivor Series, though. They're probably going to start putting Sasha against Asuka.
Yeah. And Bailey trying to sneak her way into that match or something.
Yeah, that could happen, you know.
Yeah, that could.
Her title reign was 380 days. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a long title reign.
Yeah.
Now, do you think she's the best SmackDown Women's Champion of all time right now? I don't know. I'm not saying Women's Champion. I'm just saying...
I feel like the belts always switch all the time. Top five at least, probably.
Yeah.
I'd say she's.
I agree with that, yeah.
She was a really good champion, really good heel. Her and Sasha, as friends, as enemies, you know, that whole storyline was great. So. But
it was a 2-year build, but it was worth it.
It was worth it. But I will see you guys Sunday for the fantasy redraft. And
that's gonna be fun.
It will be. Have a good one, guys.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Daniel. Bye, Jamie.
Bye.